Andrea Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. And today I have some thoughts about April. Today I had a fight with my son, a really bad one. I'd been feeling great, and now I felt terrible. What to do? I could either blame him for making me feel depressed or look for something to make me feel better. But what? And then I knew. It was time to run straight into the arms of April. April in Maine is the month of naked, bare bones honesty. It's about seeing everything as it really is. It's about looking at skeletons, the brilliant white snow of winter, which covers up a multitude of sins, is gone. And the vibrant green of spring is only a promise. The land is bare. The contours of the land are all visible. And so are all the rocks, debris, and everything you don't want to see. Time to acknowledge how life really is. No pretending. It was April, a month I've always considered a transition month in Maine, the time when the snow has finally melted, but the green grass of spring has not arrived. While everywhere south of us is cooing about daffodils and cherry blossoms, Maine is, well, brown. In the past, I've been able to avoid April by going to visit my mother in Florida, only coming back to Maine when the green of spring was already apparent. But this spring, I would have to endure the entire month of April, or choose to discover her hidden meanings. So I wrote this poem to April. April, I had forgotten you. Oh, what I've missed, dismissing you as merely a time of transition, only a month for getting from winter to summer, a time when the beautiful white of winter is gone and the vibrant green of spring is only a promise. Winter with all its drama, brilliant white storms, mystical nights by the wood fire, is over now. April, I've complained about you to everybody, but secretly, you are my favorite. With your brilliant brief storms providing the excuse for isolation, just one more blaze in my wood stove, primal thoughts of the comfort of timelessness and seclusion amidst the thoughts of brilliant summer, green and filled with people going everywhere. But what about you, April? Your gifts are subtle, precious. The snow is gone, and the riotous green of spring is still only a promise. What of April when the ground is bare, bare as my soul? All is exposed. Nothing is covered with white or green. The contours of the land tell all, where the rocks are and where they have always been. Time to check the fences. How have they gotten so tangled? Good thing I did a good job last year, less to fix this year. But here's a tangled spot. Who made this mess? I'd like to blame somebody else, but only one person touches these fences. The rocks show their pale gray faces. Will I remember where they are, or will I make the same mistakes, get hung up on the same rocks again? The land is bare, so honestly bare and beautiful. And just for fun, here's a last brief poem called Blessed Failure. Yesterday, I turned the violets on my kitchen counter so they would face me and not the sunny window. Today, I saw that they had other plans. No amount of pleading or the mountains of shame and guilt I placed on their emerging blossoms changed the sunward reaching of their greedy little pleasure-seeking souls. For Esoterica, I'm Andrea Bella. Thanks for listening, and happy spring.